Welcome to Motivate. I'm Matt Ripley, and I will be talking to you today about a small prayer that I like to say, peace, hope, and understanding. We'll be talking more about it right after this. Peace, hope, and understanding is what we're talking about today, and it's a small prayer that I like to tell myself anytime I'm going through something, or even just normally before bed, you know. It's something that to me is three things that are very important in getting through any situation. I think about peace in the moment. I think about, you know, whether it's good or bad, what you're going through, just having peace with it, and not feeling that anxiety, the panic, the worry, the stress, and just having peace, and just having that almost an ultra focus of sorts, if you will, of just being able to not necessarily be okay with the moment, but to feel God's presence. And to be at peace. I mean, literally, the word to be at peace with it. When I think about hope, especially in a tough situation, it's the hope that better things are to come. It's the hope that you know it's going to get better. And finding the positive, finding the good in what could be to come, what should be to come, and really finding a focus on that to help you get through that moment. And that hope is what drives you to push through that moment. And sometimes hope is hard to find. Sometimes the moment can be darker than what anybody can realize. Sometimes it can be a lot harder. I know when I've lost family members, the hope part, I think, was one of the hardest. I was able to find understanding in some of that. I was able to find a little peace in some of that. But going forward with the hope part, you know, where do you go from here? Especially when it's a prominent voice in your life, where do you go from there? And finding hope in that. And we've talked about it before. It's in honoring those people. It's in doing the best that you can to carry on that legacy. To fill those shoes, if you will. And so I think that's where you can find a lot of that hope. Maybe it's not loss. Maybe it's breakup. Maybe it's financial struggles. It's the hope that things are going to get better. It's the hope that you're going to figure this out, and that God has a plan for you, and you're going to be fine. You could be struggling with anything, and one of the biggest keys in getting through that struggle, no matter what it is hope. And looking forward. Don't live in the moment. Don't dwell in the tough stuff. Have the hope of tomorrow. Tomorrow could be the day it all changes. Tomorrow could be the day that everything gets better. So have that hope. Have that positive outlook. And the third thing is understanding. You know, why is this happening? You know, where do you go from here? What got me here? You know, again, whether it's illness, whether it's financial trouble, relationship trouble, health struggles, you know, any of those things, understanding goes a long way, almost as a foundation of sorts to the other two, with the peace and the hope. Once you really understand, you know, this is what happened, this is what caused this is why I am in this, and really knowing the situation, now you can look forward. then you start to feel a sense of peace, I think, when you know what's going on. And then when you understand it, and then you've found a peace in it, I think then you also find that hope. Now, when I pray this prayer, you know, Lord, I pray for peace, I pray for hope, I pray for understanding. It's not necessarily in that order. There's not a particular order. Maybe when you find your hope in tomorrow, you start to understand. Maybe when you find your hope in tomorrow, you find that peace. You know, so these things are interchangeable. You know, you don't have to have one and then the next and then the next. It's not a step process. But I think these three things together are very strong. And I think that if you're able to find peace, hope, and understanding in the situation that you're in, I believe in my heart of hearts that it helps you get through those situations. In anybody's daily life, we all deal with stress. We all deal with with things that we're not really sure what to do, and you get that anxiety feeling. We've all experienced great loss, or maybe we've wondered, you know, if I could have a couple more dollars here and there, it would make this easier. You know, we've all gone through it. You're not alone. You know, relationship troubles or any of those things. Peace, hope, and understanding. Anytime I've had to deal with anything tough in my life, no matter what that might be. And I don't remember when this prayer came to me for as long as I can remember. I want to say maybe even in my teenage years. I'm not sure. Peace, hope, and understanding, I know for a fact, has helped me through a lot of things. And I hope that it can help you in your situation as well. So whatever your beliefs might be, however you handle the tough stuff, whatever it is that you do to get through those things, consider these three things and let me know how it goes for you. Peace, hope, and understanding. We'll be right back. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Motivate. I encourage you to check out my other podcast, The Coach's Office, that I get to enjoy with my good friend Kyle Donahue as we talk all things sports. We interview coaches, players, and personnel. You can also continue the conversation on our website, coachesofficeshow.com. You can subscribe there and get in on the blogs and all the latest episodes. The other podcast I'd like for you to check out is my daughter Natalie, as she gets into the podcast realm with Classic Throwback, and she'll be going to talk about all things from the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, pop culture, movies, music, and more. So be sure to check that out. Subscribe and enjoy. I'd like to thank you for joining me on this episode of the podcast, and I hope you find those three things, that peace, that hope, and that understanding. Make sure that you find us on whatever platform that you prefer to listen to, subscribe and follow, and check out some of the past episodes. If there's something that you'd like for me to talk about or something that you'd like to talk to me about, email me at themotivatepodcast@gmail.com. themotivatepodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me a voice message, and you can send me an email, and we'll talk about whatever it is that you're going through to find that motivation. Thanks again for tuning in. Salute. This has been a presentation of the Motivate Podcast, produced by Quotable Productions.